time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media following the Ravens' win over the Steelers on Saturday night.
Okay, appreciate everybody being here. I just want to start with this because this is important to me and to a lot of people. Now, this week, Christmas is in a couple, 4 days? Which we happen to play in 4 days, right? So it's right around the corner, and we'll be together on Christmas. Yeah. So I read this to the team in our post-game prayer, and it's this. This is Mary, the mother of God, said this when she was getting when she was with Elizabeth. She said this. She said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." So I just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy Holiday season, and rejoice, man, rejoice. Rejoice in life. Rejoice in your circumstances. Rejoice in the tough games. Rejoice in the losses. Rejoice in the wins, like we get, like we're blessed to do today as a football team, and just rejoice in the people that you love, the people that are close to you. Rejoice. We aren't here on this earth to worry about every little thing, and spar with one another. We're here to rejoice in one another and with one another and love one another. So let's try to remember that this week. All right, it's a big football week. All right, it's also a big life week, you know? It's a big spiritual week, okay? All right, so what question do you have?
Playoff berth, what do you think that means for the team, or is it kind of focused on bigger goals?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. We rejoice. I rejoice in the fact that we made the playoffs because it's tough to do. It's really hard to do. Look around the league how hard it is to do. I'm so proud of these guys, and we have goals. The first goal is to win the next game, we say. So everything we do all year is to win the next game. The second goal is to make the playoffs. The third goal is to win the division, the AFC North. And the final goal is to win the championship, the Super Bowl World Championship. So that's we won. We got two of them tonight. We won the next game, and we made the playoffs.
John, we know how crazy Ravens Steelers can be with the swings, big plays. After Lamar throws the interception there for Marlon Humphrey to get the pick six there, I mean, just how massive was that?
It was massive. Just the things that we had talked about, the things that the guys were talking about, the idea that, it's just good. It's good. Something happens, a good circumstance, good. A tough circumstance, good. It gives us an opportunity to come back and make the next play and take the next opportunity to turn things around. And for Marlon to do that, we got pressure on that. All those kind of things, it just means so much. And Marlon also had a baby this week. So he got the game ball. He didn't get the game ball. His son got the game ball.
John, on that same play, how big was it to see David Ojabo have that moment about after all the ups and downs that he's had?
Yeah, so good. He had a couple big pressures and a couple big plays there. David's been practicing really well. And to see him get his opportunity and step up like that, really the whole game was great to see. Proud of him.
How physical this matchup can be. What does it mean to see you guys rush for 220 yards on the ground today?
Big. Starts right there with number 22. That's who it starts with. But it also starts with the offensive line. So our offensive line played really great tonight. I thought our coaches did a great job scheming up the run game. Lamar had a lot of checks involved with that. So it was just really well-executed run game and a hard runner. The best in the business right there.
John, this is a Steelers defense that was really, really good. Against under center runs, you guys didn't seem to go away too much from that. I guess what gave you the confidence that you guys could do that?
Yeah, I think we had a good plan. We've got a great runner, so it starts with that. And the ability to come downhill was important to us in this game. And our ability, we had a couple scheme things that took some of their pursuit out of it. So I thought that was really clever of our coaches.
John, I don't know if you guys had any defensive penalties today. What do you think your team's focused on?
I'm really happy about that. Yeah, I'm really pleased with that. It was really good. We covered better. They had a couple downfield throws that we defended without grabbing, so I thought we did a good job.
John, to that point, Kyle Hamilton, I think during the week said, the message for you is that you guys had to sort of learn to not lose before you could win. Can you expound on what you meant there and how much of an example that was tonight?
Yeah, I mean, it's something we talk about a lot. The guys all understand. I wasn't telling them anything they don't know. It's always a topic, but sometimes you want to win so bad and you want to do well so bad that you try to win suddenly. You try to win in one play. All right, the game's not going to be won in one play. It's going to be one play at a time. If you take that mindset and try to have a good play one at a time, and if you have a tough play, you come back and try to have the next good play, and suddenly a big run is broken off, or there's a pick six or there's a sack. All of a sudden, you look up and the score is 34-17. And when just a few minutes before that, it was tight. So that kind of patience is really what it means, is be patient doing the ordinary things well over and over again.
John, speak of Lamar's plays, but there's some clutch throws, especially on that last drive.
Clutch throws, especially against man, tight coverage, guys running, guys, him dotting people on the run and man coverage. I thought Lamar was fantastic, and that's no little bit of pressure. I mean, our guys did a good job up front, but Lamar was he's under pressure against this group of rushes the passer. Always, they're going to give you pressure. He stood in there and made some throws, man. He always does.
I don't know how much you pay attention to or not, but a lot of talk going into the week. I'm sure you're sick of it by now, losing 8 and 9, and a lot of the conversation was what's going to go wrong. It hasn't been a lot to see you guys play as well as you did, especially in the second half.
Yeah, I'm really happy with the win. It's a great win.
Ardarius Washington is a guy, you made that switch a number of weeks ago. What gave you that confidence in him to do that, and how well has he played in your view?
Well, if you look at Ardarius, he's always played well. You know, he had the injuries a couple of years, but he's always played well when he's gotten his chances. He practices well. I don't think anybody's surprised by it. You know, and I'm happy to see it happen, though. He's playing great football.
Decided to mix Jordan in on some of
the kickoffs. Jordan's got a massive leg. You may have noticed that. And, you know, mixing it up a little bit's good, but also kicking into that wind down there to that end, he gave us the best chance to bomb one out of the back of the end zone because he's so strong. I mean, he's young. And but then he got under the other one, you know, like a lot of young guys, so there's some inconsistency there. But that was the idea.
John, is Justice, I know he's in concussion protocol, but is he okay overall? Are you seeing some good signs?
Well, I don't know. That's a concussion with a game 4 days from now, so we'll have to see how that goes.
All right, thanks,
guys.